This week on Making Contact.
We can't match corporate and billionaire dominance when it comes to elections and governments. It's a government by, for, and of the people, not by, for, and of corporations.
The people of the United States have seemingly awakened. People are out in the streets demanding changes to a system in which money controls politics. Some complain the masses have no clear demands, but with little transparency, it's often unclear exactly where to point the blame.
Ohioans deserve to know who's paying for these battles, and when they see a TV commercial, they should know, okay, who's behind this and what's their agenda? And they don't.
On this edition, corporations, elections, and the 99%. I'm Andrew Stelzer, and this is Making Contact, a program connecting people, vital ideas, and important information.
What we out here for is that for the government to put the people first and corporations last. What's going on is they put the corporations first and the people last, and this should not be.
Government has been bought. The policies have been bought. The whole system is rotten right to the
point. You know, people are like, what are all these protesters pissed off about? I think that is one of the core things, is that we don't have a democracy that represents the people. We don't have a voice, but the corporations sure do.
Until we get money out of politics, that's the tipping point right here. That's the place to target.
The overabundance of money in politics has emerged as central to the Occupy Wall Street movement. It's a growing recognition that those campaign contributors are grooming candidates, writing legislation, and setting the agenda for entire state legislatures, all to further their interests of maximum profit. One of the clearest ways this process is playing out is with legislation limiting workers' rights, conceived and bankrolled by anti-union companies. The stakes are high for increasingly endangered American unions, and the result is that they have to spend millions as well to defend their very existence. This election day, voters in the state of Ohio will be deciding whether to veto...